Good morning. It's Monday, 12/2/13, and Robert's back and been on your cell phone looking for the fishing reports?
A little bit. Getting some positive reports offshore. The snapper bite's been incredible. There's also been some good kingfish, big Spanish mackerel, few bonita. Grouper's doing good. Gags are doing fair, but they're closing 3 days?
Yeah, almost any day now, yeah.
Something like that. And then the reds are doing real good out at about 20, 25 miles. And then we've also been getting into hearing some good reports of grunts. You know, obviously the snapper, but there's also been some really good reports of sheep's head and flounder right here at the near shore reef. Some big, big sheep's head too, like 4 and 5 pounders.
So just cool weather bringing them up?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll actually, all the sheep's head are starting to migrate in a little bit more consistently now. There's still a pile of them offshore, so we got a lot more fish to be coming inside.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people don't realize sheep head are reef fish, and once they get to be bigger, they spend their lives out on the nearshore reefs, and then once it gets cold, they come in here to spawn.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll be moving into the Placita Trestle, the little oyster bars around some of the creeks, and also the nearshore or inside reefs like Cape Hayes Reef, Alligator Creek Reef. But they swim, and they swim kind of slow, and they're temperature related, so it doesn't happen overnight. You get a little bit of influx of fish that show up at the reef, and then over the days and weeks you'll see more and more consistent numbers, but it's not every day. You go out there today and you might whack them, go out there tomorrow and only catch one or two and wonder why. It's because the numbers aren't there yet. Those fish will show up in good numbers here in the next couple weeks, but it's all temperature related. It's got to stay consistently cool.
I'm actually betting for a good season, but not a great season this year. I don't haven't seen any of the indicators of massive great season for sheephead. I think it's going to be good, and I think a few people are going to do really well. But I think in the overall, we're going to rate this year is probably going to be a good one, but not even close to great. But I hope I'm wrong, but unfortunately I'm probably not. I'm only hearing about twos and fours, so it's actually one of those things. But let's get into the sea trout. Where's the sea trout at?
There's been some good fish over on the west wall, right on the outside of the bar, or on the, just on top of the bar in some of the sand holes. Bigger trout are more solitary fish. You'll catch one, twos, maybe threes together if you want the fish over 20 inches.
Trout between Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Yeah.
That's
another good area.
Big trout just outside the bar as you come north. Just off the mangroves a little bit. They've been catching a lot of numbers of trout, but nothing real big.
Right. The littler guys are going to start, you're finding those all over at the mouths of the canals traditionally, like Burnt Store. They're starting to stack up in there a little bit, right at the mouth of Turtle Bay. Doing fairly well on the smaller trout, but those are all little guys.
Redfish, what have you been hearing about redfish?
Lots of individuals. Finding legal size redfish is a little tricky right now. You got to work at it and move a lot. That's the key thing with bigger redfish right now. If you want something that's in that legal slot size, you've got to move one spot, fish for 10 minutes, move to the next spot, fish for a little bit, because you're catching one fish here, two fish there. There's a lot of little rat reds around right now, so it's time to start either being very conscious of setting your hook early or preferred use a circle hook.
Yeah, I hate to say it. It's the only fish I use circle hooks on.
Me too.
Unless I have to when I go into golf, but otherwise I just think circle hooks suck. But they do work good on little redfish. Getting into Spanish mackerel, you heard anything?
Yeah, they're scattered a little bit in the harbor still. Not heavy numbers, but good enough where it's worth going out and targeting them. Seems like better numbers are down on top of the, right at the mouth of the Intercoastal and Boca Grande, right through the channel there. There has been some better, you know, a few better fish up here on this end of the harbor, but most of them are still better concentrations of them down towards the mouth.
We're just getting the salinity levels up here now again, so it's going to be a little bit before they really work up here. A little bit of rain we had and all that, going to kind of keep them, because they really like being close to the surface, and that's where that fresh water lays.
Absolutely.
So we got another week or two, and then Spanish mackerel is going to pick up a lot in numbers. Going from them into ladyfish, any heard about any schools of ladyfish?
no real good schools that I'm hearing of other than up around the 41 bridge off and on, and then right at the mouths of the PGI canals and the Port Charlotte canals. And then out on the flats, there's just been scattered here and there.
Any other species of interest? There was doing a lot of cobia. I don't know how the cobia is still holding up.
Same way at the Pompano. They both seem to have kind of disappeared a little bit. And I don't know if the guys have started targeting other alternative species and not seeing them as much. Or maybe that little tiny patch of red tide spooked them and made them run. Not real sure, but haven't heard a good report on either of those two fish for a couple weeks.
Right. Anything else you've heard about? A lot of mangrove snappers.
A lot of mangrove snappers. It's been a phenomenal year in general for mangrove snapper this whole year.
I mean, PGI, Port Charlotte, the Intercoastal.
East Wall, West Wall. I mean, fish out on the grass flats and sand holes. Guys have been catching them all year long consistently in just weird random spots. Yeah. It's pretty neat to see that. You know, I'm curious to see what that'll do for next year's brood stock, with as many snapper have been literally from the Gulf all over the inshore and the canals. It's been a banner year for the mangroves.
Anything else you can think of? Spade fish?
A lot of bonnet heads out there on the flats. They're all over the place, which is a fun fish on light tackle. Give a really good fight. Great for kids to fish for. Catch them their first small shark. They're going to stay all winter long.
Everybody talks about how great eating they are, but I guess if you like strawberry peanut butter, you know, I mean, it's, do you like the flavor? I mean, they're good eating fish, but not one of my favorites. I actually am now straight out catch and release some bonnets. I'm not keeping them for the dinner anymore. I've tried a few of them, and I got other sharks I like way too much better.
Yeah, yeah, there are, and it's like you said, it's a matter of opinion and preference. You know, they're mainly crustacean feeders, but at certain times of year, they feed on fish and other things because they are a shark. So that can kind of make their meat vary throughout the time of year when you catch them.
Oh, I get that, because I got to tell you, I was really surprised. I remembered eating them years ago, and then I tried to eat them again, and I just, it wasn't what I was expecting. I was a little let down. They were good, but just not. We have so many excellent fish here. It's just hard for me to settle for mediocre when I could go excellent, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, let's see. I'm trying to think of if there's another fish we got to cover today.
No, snook season's closed now. So, got to be strictly catch and release on those guys. They closed 2 days ago.
Yeah, snook doesn't open back up till February, right?
February 1st.
Yeah, so midnight January 31st, you get to get back on the snook. I'm gonna miss that because I didn't get a chance. Went to go out snook fishing, my boat went down, we got real busy, it took forever to get my boat back, everything was going on, so I didn't go snook fishing this whole first season.
And it's not good.
No, I was
we're gonna rectify that this year.
Oh, February comes, by then everything's gonna be good. I am going snook fishing once a week, easy. I'm taking the time off if I have to. I don't care what I have to. I'm going out snook fishing. And anyway, Robert's back. He's back at the store Monday through Friday. And I'm fishing Frank. And I'm usually here sometime. I don't really know when, but, you know. What's that? Okay. Well, anyway, we got to get going, guys. Thank you very much for listening. And this is Robert's Fishing Report. We'll be doing it again in a couple of days. Fishing Frank and Robert saying thanks for listening.